We have a political bombshell in Washington today as House Republicans were expected to pick Kevin McCarthy to replace Speaker John Boehner. He announced he's not running. That election has now been postponed. Let's bring in Rick Klein, ABC News political director. Rick, Congressman Peter King of New York came out of a closed-door meeting and said he was absolutely stunned. You?
Everyone is stunned. Kevin McCarthy was going to struggle to become the speaker, but the presumption, and this was shared even by people who didn't want him to become a speaker, was that he would get the votes, that he would be the man to lead the conference. He, though, stunned all of his colleagues today in saying that he does not believe he is the one who can unify this party, dropped out of the running, and it has sparked utter chaos on Capitol Hill and inside the Republican Party.
Do we have any idea what happened here? He had been embattled in the last couple of weeks. He, of course, made the comments on Fox News about implying that he had helped create the Benghazi Committee to investigate Hillary Clinton with the sole aim of taking her out of the run for president, making her beatable as opposed to the unbeatable she was presumed to be. That, of course, set off just fireworks. What happened?
That was one factor, but bigger than that was a group of about 40 diehard Tea Party conservatives that call themselves the House Freedom Caucus. They had said that they would be supporting another candidate, a obscure congressman, Daniel Webster from Florida. In addition to that, you had a chairman of a committee, Jason Chaffetz, announcing his candidacy. And there was the possibility here, even the probability of a protracted fight where everything that McCarthy and the Boehner leadership team had stood for would be on trial. And I think the calculation from McCarthy is simply that he was not the person who could lead the fractious and fractured conference that led to Boehner leaving out of the wilderness that it's in right now.
Yeah, well, and there was also criticism that I feel you don't usually see. You had people like the civilly speaking Peggy Noonan, the Republican speechwriter and now opinion maker, being right. One of many who said maybe Kevin McCarthy isn't that bright. I mean, it's something you don't normally hear about. Now we have Donald Trump tweeting, great, Kevin McCarthy drops out of race. We need a really smart and really tough person to take over this very important job. There were questions about whether he was smart enough.
I think he's never been known as a policy guy, and I think people were questioning that. I think the bigger issue for him, though, was that he was tainted with current leadership. The idea that that Speaker Boehner's handpicked successor, his number two, would simply ascend, that's not what this party wants. And we're seeing in stark relief the chaos that has reigned inside the Republican Party come into focus, because I think right now this is a party without leadership.
Yeah, well, and where are they looking? And talk from the prism of that divide between the kind of old-time leaders and the rebel conservatives. Paul Ryan has repeatedly said, don't look at me, I don't want to do this. But in the few seconds we have, what do you think happens?
People are going to look at Paul Ryan all over again. He is viewed by many Republicans I've talked to as the one person who can bridge those divides and actually lead the party forward. It will not, I don't think, be one of the candidates already in the race who emerges as the next House Speaker. That is chaos.
Rick Klein, ABC News political director, is again bombshell in Washington, watching lawmakers scurry around reporters right now as Kevin McCarthy takes his name out of the hat for Speaker of the House to replace John Boehner. That election has now been postponed. Rick, thanks as always.
Thank you.